We're doing Drashot Aran. We're up to the 10th speech. Ve'ata. And now this is a speech on the Pasuk. Ve'ata Yisrael Mehashem Elokecha Shoen Meimach. Moshe says in one of his concluding speeches in the book of Devarim, in last week's parasha, 2 weeks ago parasha, he says, now Israel, what is Hashem asking of you? Kim li'irat Hashem Elokecha. All he's asking is to be God-fearing people. La'lechet b'chol drachav, to go in all of God's ways. And to love him, and to serve Hashem with all your heart and all your soul, to watch over Hashem's commandments and statutes that I'm commanding you today for your own benefit. This parsha, these sentences are connected with the previous paragraph. If you look earlier in the parasha, Moshe warns them of two things. Firstly, number one, Moshe says, don't give yourself credit for all your successes. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, I know God will make you have extraordinary successes in conquering the land of Israel, and I know you will be tempted to say, we are so smart, we are so strong. Don't do that. That was warning number one. The second thing Moshe says is, don't assume you've conquered the land of Israel because you are so pious. So number one was, don't give yourself credit for being so smart and strong. Number two is, don't assume you're conquering the land because you are so pious. The previous verses say the following. Pentochal v'savata, lest you consume and be satiated. Uvatim tovim tivnei v'yashavta. Uvkacha v'tzonachai yubiyun. You'll build great houses. You'll be settled in the land of Israel. You'll have a lot of cattle. V'amaltav b'ilvavecha, and you'll say to yourself, kochi v'otzim yadi asali etachai lazeh. It's my strength, it's my valor that accomplished all of this for me. V'zachatat Hashem Elokecha, and Moshe warns him. He says, remember Hashem, ki anoten lecha koach lasot chayil. He's the one who gave you strength to have this success. What Moshe was telling them is, even though every person has things that's extraordinary, every person likes to feel special, and every person in certain ways is special. It's true, we do have unique traits. You have people who have excellent, very high IQ, they can be very smart. Other people are excellent businessmen. They might not be able to sit through a class, but they have a great business skill. So then, isn't it true that a wealthy person can say, look at me, it was my exceptional talents that made me this wealthy. Even though there is truth to that aspect, it's true. You have extraordinary talent, but remember where it came from. You can't credit yourself with that. And I always like to say, if you were born in Zimbabwe and you were running between clan warfare, would you still be a Harvard graduate? So a lot of your benefits in life are not your own doing. God put you in a scenario. Right. The whom one, that's what the verse is saying. Remember Hashem who gave you strength to succeed. It doesn't say, remember Hashem who gave you success. It says, remember Hashem who gave you strength to succeed. The Pasuk purposely stressed, you have the strength, you have the talent, but remember who gave you that talent. This is the beginning of the speech. As we know, the Ran often begins with simple concepts, which he develops into sophisticated philosophies. Step one, he says, the verse was talking about the fact that we do have talents. The verse was only telling us, remember where those talents came from. So that's step one. And Be'ez Hashem, next week, we'll move on to step